From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in Thailand today to attend a key security conference. The secretary went into a meeting with Asian counterparts who were gathered for 2 days of international meetings to discuss North Korea, Myanmar, and a range of other regional issues. As for North Korea, Clinton expressed fear that Pyongyang would sell nuclear information to Myanmar.
The Burmese military junta is very closed and unfortunately impervious to the best efforts of the United Nations and the European Union and their neighbors in the region and the United States. So I think we just have to be very cautious and try to figure out what's going on.
Clinton signed an accord calling for peaceful resolution of regional disputes. The Senate has voted to remove funding for 7 F-22 fighter jets from a defense bill after President Obama issued a veto threat. Senators from states involved in building the F-22s had earmarked nearly $2 billion for the measure. More from NPR's David Wellner.
President Obama and Defense Secretary Robert Gates told Congress no more F-22s are needed. Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington disagreed.
This is about our nation's economic stability. It's about our future military capability. And it is about the ability to retain skilled, family-wage jobs in communities throughout the country.
Mr. Obama's erstwhile campaign adversary, John McCain, co-sponsored the measure to strike the funding for the F-22s.
I say with sympathy to my colleagues who are deeply concerned about the loss of jobs in these difficult economic times, but this is not the way to provide jobs. Our obligation is to defend this nation.
McCain's amendment removing the funding for the F-22s passed 58-40. David Wellner, NPR News. The capital.
China's commerce minister expressed cautious optimism that his country's exports could decline at a slower pace in the second half of the year. Many observers are looking to China to lead Asia out of recession. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Speaking at a two-day trade meeting in Singapore, Commerce Minister Chen Deming said that China's economy was generally stabilizing and improving. He said that any improvement in the global economy could lead to an easing in the decline of China's exports. He added that China's currency, the renminbi, had stabilized too, and that this would be good for a global recovery. Yesterday, Chen predicted that China's overall trade surplus would fall this year. The country's economic growth picked up in the second quarter, growing at a 7.9% clip compared to 6.1% in the first quarter. Most of that was attributed to government stimulus measures and a resulting increase in investment by Chinese companies. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Japanese stock prices posted another gain today. The Nikkei average gained 71 points, or 0.7%. This is NPR News. Apple has turned in a strong financial performance for the quarter. The company calls it the best non-holiday quarter in company history. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
Consumers bought 2.6 million Mac computers during April, May, and June. That was more than the company sold during the same period a year ago. The company had cut prices on many Macs, and that no doubt boosted sales. Sales of the iPhone remained strong, too. More than 5 million were sold during the quarter. In June, Apple released its third-generation 3GS phone and at the same time slashed the price of its older model to $99. Only the sales of the iPod were down year over year. Added all up, and the company's revenue totaled more than $8.3 billion. Per share earnings were $1.35. Those numbers were substantially better than Wall Street analysts expected. Looking ahead, the company forecast even higher revenue in the quarter ahead. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
According to an analysis of arrest records, immigration agents raiding homes for suspected illegal immigrants have violated the Constitution. The report says agents entered homes without proper consent and may have used racial profiling. The records were analyzed and from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices in Long Island and throughout New Jersey. Latinos made up a disproportionate number of people arrested who were not the stated targets of the raids. The report says that since immigration agents used administrative warrants instead of judicial warrants, they must have a resident's consent to enter a home. Judicial warrants give unfettered access. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.